Tonight, the lecture is on persona and shadow, and to start off, I'd like to give you a pop quiz. So would you please take out a piece of paper and a pencil, and we're going to have a test. If you flunk this, you can't stay. Okay, question number one. Which of your character traits would you most like to change? Question number two. When I was a child, my worst enemy was, think of the kids in your neighborhood or in your family or whatever. When I was a child, my worst enemy was, and then the second part of that question, when I was a child, my best friend was, okay, write down the name or the location or description, whatever. Question number three. In choosing a profession, many of you have already done this, which would you be least likely to favor? Fourth. Among the people whom I admire are, Dan Quayle is in town today, so a number of you may be influenced in that direction. And the next question, are there any crimes for which you feel the death penalty is warranted? Specify which crimes you feel the death penalty might be warranted. Now think for a moment of the group to which you are most strongly affiliated, whether it's school, church, social organization, nation, government. And then answer this question. On behalf of what group of people would this organization do well to direct its energies? On behalf of what group of people would this organization do well to direct its energies? Second from the end here, so we're getting close. These kinds of people really get under my skin. These kinds of people really get under my skin. Last question. With regard to my future development, I would like to emphasize okay. Now we could say we could correct the test now. The answer to the first question is A. So if you got that right, you can go on to the next one. Otherwise, just put your paper to the side and we'll come back to it towards the end of the lecture. Now, tonight's lecture is on persona and shadow, and as I understand, it's the fourth lecture in this series. Okay. One of the really wonderful things about Jungian psychology is that psychological development has as its goal individuation. A word which I'm sure you've already heard. In these lectures. And the point of this is that every individual comes into his or her own potential for being by actualizing those dimensions in a particular way that are common to all people. So immediately, with regard to psychological development, we have a kind of classic Jungian tension of opposites between the individual on the one hand and the collective on the other.